Welcome to Mazzara del Vallo.
This audio guide will accompany you throughout your tour. As you approach some sites, you will hear a bleep signal, and the display will show a number corresponding to a location on your map. Press play to listen to the guide. Other sites will not provide a signal, so you need to check your map, digit the number corresponding to your location, and then press play to listen to the guide. Enjoy your tour. Mazzara. Its multi-ethnicity, its fishing, its ancient civilization, and its satyr statue. These are just some of the different facets of the city which we will touch on during your visit. We will try to uncover those traits which give it its special identity, discovering its millennia-long history from its monuments, its churches, and its museums, in search of a common thread linking its mighty past with its lively present. It occupies a strategic position at the centre of the Mediterranean Sea, looking out onto the Sicilian Channel, midway between the European and African continents. It has always been a central point in the various conquests achieved by the succession of different peoples and civilizations to have held sway in Sicily over the centuries. The earliest inhabited settlements in the area seem to originate from the later Paleolithic era. The remains of an inhabited village from the Neolithic period, dating back to the 3rd millennium BC, have recently been discovered in Contrada Roccazzo, only a few kilometres from Mazzara. The river Mazzaro crosses the entire city and has a role of fundamental importance in the town's history. In ancient times, it represented a good site for the first urban settlements, especially because, as a navigable river, it provided excellent opportunities for trade. It has retained its importance in modern times too. With the canal port built actually on the river, you can still watch the ceaseless activity at the river mouth with the myriad of fishing boats leaving or returning to the port. The Phoenicians made Mazzara an important trading centre. The town's name actually comes from the Phoenician Mazzar, meaning a fortress or outpost. Indeed, Mazzara was precisely on the border between the Phoenician area of influence to the west and that of the Greeks at Selinunte to the east. After coming within the orbit of Selinunte, it was occupied by the Carthaginians in 409 BC at the behest of the people of Segesta. After the First Punic War, Mazzara passed under Roman dominion. Some sources claim that the peace treaty bringing the First Punic War to a close was signed in what is today Capofeto, only a few kilometres from the town centre. The conquests of the Vandals and Goths were followed by a period of Byzantine rule. But it was first under the Arabs and then the Normans that the town of Mazzara saw its greatest social and economic development. Under the Arabs, the town became the local capital of the Val di Mazzara, one of the three valleys into which Sicily had been divided. In order to remove all traces of the presence of the Arabs, the Normans introduced sweeping architectural modifications, radically changing the old town's skyline, the domes and spires of the churches replacing the minarets of the mosques, and the new monasteries erected in the place of the old Quranic schools. The typical Islamic urban layout still remained in the old city centre, however, and is still visible even today in the Kasbah quarter. Under Norman rule, Mazzara became an important centre. Many of the most prestigious buildings and the majority of the churches and religious monuments still visible in the town today date from that time. It was also during this period that it was raised to the status of a bishopric. The coming of the Normans thus marks the beginning of a long history of the Catholic Church in Mazzara, another fundamental trait in its identity. With the coming of the Baroque in the 18th century, a further artistic layer was added to the city. Churches, monasteries, and public buildings were changed once more to bring them into line with the new aesthetic tastes of the times. This brief description brings to light one of Mazzara's key characteristics, namely its function as a kind of crossroads, a borderland and meeting point of different cultures, particularly suited to social and commercial exchanges. The different dominating civilizations have all left something to the city, contributing to shaping its culture and leaving a part of themselves in the fabric of the city. Today, the Tunisian community, integrated into the town life, is a further example of how cultures continue to live and meet together in harmony in the city. One can truly say that it is Mazzara's history which teaches tolerance, openness, and a predisposition to cultural exchange.